Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of mom mindset magic. Buckle up because today's topic is something we all crave, especially when life feels like a chaotic game of dodgeball. Patience. You know that feeling when your kid spills their juice for the 100th time, or traffic feels like it's moving at a snail's pace? Yeah, me too. But trust me, cultivating patience isn't just about surviving these moments, it's about thriving in them and becoming the calm, cool, collected mom we all aspire to be. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, Laura. And honestly, you're not wrong. Patience is a muscle, it needs exercise, and sometimes those reps feel like trying to lift a toddler who thinks they can fly. But here is the thing, every small step towards patience makes a difference. It ripples outward, impacting your relationships, your sanity, and even how you navigate those daily challenges. So let's break down some key takeaways that will help us build that patience muscle when juicy zip a spill juice at the time. First things first, remember to breathe. Seriously. When you feel that frustration rising, take a few deep breaths. Inhale peace, exhale stress. It sounds simple, but it works wonders in calming the storm inside. Next up, try practicing empathy. Ever stop to think about what's going on behind those adorable, sometimes frustrating, faces of our little ones? Maybe your child is tired, hungry, or overwhelmed by their emotions. Putting yourself in their shoes can shift your perspective and help you respond with kindness instead of snapping at them. And speaking of shifting perspectives, let's talk about expectations. You know that saying, expectations are the root of all heartache, so true. Trying to control every little detail in your day is a recipe for burnout. Embrace flexibility, go with the flow, and remember that imperfection is not only okay, it's part of the beauty of life. Another powerful tool? Gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things, a sunny morning, a shared laugh, your child's goofy smile. Focusing on what you have rather than what you lack can make all the difference in your outlook and patience levels. Finally, remember that self-care is not selfish, it's essential. You can't pour from an empty cup. Make time for activities that recharge you, reading, taking a bath, even just 5 minutes of quiet meditation. When you feel good, you have more patience to give. Now let me paint you a picture. Picture this. You're at the grocery store with your little one who's decided today is throwing tantrum day. They are whining about a particular brand of cereal, kicking their legs, and making a scene that could rival a Shakespearean tragedy. Deep breaths, remember what we talked about. Instead of getting caught up in the moment, try shifting your perspective. Maybe they're hungry, tired, or overstimulated. Offer them a healthy snack, some quiet time, or simply acknowledge their feelings. You can say something like, I understand you want that cereal, but it's not the healthiest choice right now. How about we pick another option together? See how that turns the tables. You're not just reacting to the tantrum, you're responding with empathy and understanding. It might take a little practice, but the more you cultivate patience in these moments, the less power they have over you. So remember, my fellow moms, patience is a journey, not a destination. It's about taking small steps every day to become more understanding, more resilient, and ultimately more joyful in our parenting adventures. Don't forget to breathe, practice empathy, embrace flexibility, and always prioritize self-care. And hey, if you find yourself having a patience fails moment, we all have them. Remember to laugh it off, learn from it, and keep going. You've got this. Join me tomorrow for another dose of mom mindset magic as we explore more tips and tricks for navigating motherhood with grace and humor. Until then, stay patient, stay positive, and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.